Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 11, 2019. Producer Dan heading off to Nashville. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice on September 11th. We'll talk a little bit about where we all were. And we have a new member of the show, and his name is Common Core Carson. 617-931-1234. You can always call in or text the show. The podcast will go up at about 11 o'clock, and I'm out. I am now into the third day of Barrett in third grade, and I'm done trying to help him with his math homework.
You know, you were showing me an equation yesterday as to how this all works, and I, you know, again, math has never been my strong suit, but I don't get it.
He was crying. I was crying. It's the worst feeling.
We're drowning in numbers.
Right? Because the way that I was taught and we were taught as an older generation is completely different than what they've been teaching for years. So I can't even help him like with a basic thing of explaining how I got to how I did my work.
YouTube?
No, because if he goes on YouTube, he gets distracted by the guy playing the video game. So right. He can't even go on YouTube and look. Alex, what do you think I should do?
You should hire someone that is much younger than you. I hired my niece to come over and do homework with my daughter.
That's so smart.
At what grade did you end up doing that?
It started like probably like 2 years ago. She's in fifth grade now, third grade.
Do you have like an older kid in your neighborhood you could ask?
I could probably do that. Yeah, now
that's
that I
a
think
great
about,
idea.
Yeah, you should
idea.
Definitely outsource.
You just like I guess I'm so much older now, but the way that we were taught math, we stacked numbers, right? So
yeah.
You would have
yeah,
12
so
over
terrible.
12 over 9, right? And then you do 9
yep.
plus, and then you carry the number. And so I'm like, oh well, you just do this, this, and this. He's like, what are you doing? Barrett looks at me like I'm a monster, and, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what is yep. that? Why
well,
are you...
My daughter had gone to private school. She went to Catholic school, and we had just moved. So when we went to public school, they do Common Core math, and I have no idea how to do that.
Well, and it's not even... And you're right. They call it Common Core, but it's just math now. They've been teaching it for so long.
Right.
It's just math. Like when they made the change, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, it was a big deal. But now it's just such a part of the curriculum. It's just math, and I'm just old.
So if that's just math, what did we learn?
Right.
I
other
think
math.
We're all just old now.
They call it old math.
Like hieroglyphs.
Yeah. They call it. All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day, Alex.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Jackie, you're a teacher?
I am. I teach fifth grade.
Okay, so Barrett's going into is into third grade. He's a week in, and I'm out.
I know, and that's the point. We don't want to know what you can do, Carson. We want to know what he can do.
Right, but if he needs help, because, you know, you always look to your parents to help you for homework, is Carson helping or hindering by teaching his way?
He's hindering by teaching his way. When I assign homework, I want it to be an extra practice to ensure that the child can do it on their own. So if he's helping and not letting his child productively struggle, he's not actually helping at all. Then I don't know that he can't
productively
do it.
Struggle. That's one to take home to Lana. Say, honey,
that's
he's supposed to productively struggle.
But what if he comes in with an empty sheet the next day? You wouldn't care as long as he tries?
Signs off and lets me know your child needs extra help. Then I'm going to pull him aside that day and make sure it gets more help.
So you will help.
I
Carson,
help.
No help. Job. Teacher, help. Okay.
We want to know that a child can do it on their own. That's their job. So we don't want parents to help. We don't want tears and frustration.
You don't think he would get discouraged a little bit having no help at home?
I don't think
figure
so.
Something
I think
out?
It's important. I think it's more discouraging when a parent's like, why can't you do this? Here, this is how I always learned it.
Yeah, but for example, like yesterday he had homework and it was prefixes and suffixes and root words, right? So yeah. I could kind of explain to him the concept. He's like, oh, I get it. And then he went and did his assignment and he got them all right.
Do you feel like his teacher's not teaching it?
And that's totally fine. So if it takes a little extra help from you, if you're just rewording what he needs to know, that's great. But if you're going to have to go online and learn the lessons yourself, that's that's not helping.
Yeah, but it's nice to learn a new skill, Carson.
Carson's up at midnight like Common Core, Common Core, Common Core.
Common Core is actually a beautiful thing. I know that everyone thinks
All right, hard pass, hard pass.
All right, well, hey, Jackie, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care.
I require now that you call me Common Core, Carson. I'm going to be an expert in Common Core.
You're an expert at productively struggling.
Yeah. That's going to be our band name too, Kennedy. Productively struggling. A text from the 508. I'm an accountant and my daughter's sixth grade math teacher wrote me a note asking me to please stop helping her with math. How embarrassing is that? You're an accountant. You use numbers for a living.
Because, you get old, you get set in your ways, and you can't understand the new stuff.
Two plus two is always four.
The new stuff is important.
But it's not four anymore.
But the new, it is for Carson.
It's just how you get
to gotta break
four.
It down.
It's just how you get there.
It's just a construct, right, Producer Dan? Like time.
We can't hate on things because they're getting old. You know what I mean? Like, this will help them, is what they say. So
you kids with your sock hops and your newfangled math. <Yeah. laughs>
I mean, my sister had to make my MySpace page for me, but whatever. It's fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Producer Dan is hopping on an airplane here at 10:30, and he's
leaving on a jet plane.
Well, you guys have been planning this trip for so long. It was supposed to be your birthday trip.
He's going to Nashville.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I am already checked out. My bags are packed. Good luck with the rest of the show.
Let's go, Producer Dan.
Who's this? I have no idea.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
I'm going to brush up on my country, huh?
Yeah. Yes,
on the airplane.
Oh, there's going to be so much great music and food down there.
I think you're going to love it.
Country. How many people are going again?
10 of us.
Wow.
We're going to take up the whole back of that airplane. It's going to
be
rowdy.
Yes, you are.
I think the thing that you're going to have the most trouble with being a seasoned and lifetime New Englander is that people are going to be nice to you, and you literally are not going to be able to know what to do with it. You're going to get off the plane, and someone will be there saying, hey, y'all. You know what I mean?
Why do you think I'll be able to handle it, though? I'm a nice guy.
Because I've only been here 10 years, and when I flew into Atlanta the other day, and they were like, hey, do you need to know your gate connection? I was like, why?
Why? So do you think someone's going to come up to me trying to be nice? I'm going to be like, what are you doing? I don't trust you.
Yeah,
you
know, you're going to get fed up with it.
It's an unbelievable feeling.
It's very slow moving. So it's not just that Southern people are more friendly, but it just happens at a much slower pace. So you're trying to get on to do your next thing, and they're going to be like, no, it's okay. Slow down.
Take your time, baby.
Come. Understand the word mosey.
Oh, I'm gonna be moseying on down.
Correct. You'll be
nothing
slow
moves
walking.
Quickly.
Oh, see, I talk fast. I move fast. Yeah, I drive fast.
You will not be moving fast.
I'm going to put the over under at 6 for the number of times somebody says "God bless you." And it's not like because you're sneezing.
Because I didn't sneeze.
Right. Just, oh, God bless you.
Oh,
have
bless
a great
your heart.
There'll be like, you know, 11 too. Of you sitting there at a restaurant. And you'll be like, where are y'all from? You don't say.
Oh, they're going to know. I'm bringing all my Patriots
y'all
gear.
Get snow there, huh? What's that like?
Are you going to go get your pictures taken in front of the Nashville Angel Wings?
Absolutely not.
You have to.
I'm not going to stand in line to get my picture taken with wings. Who
the
cares?
Only lines Dan is waiting in is to get on top of the bar in his cowboy boots and cowboy hat, and he's gonna dance the line dance with all the ladies.
Get to Tootsie's, baby.
Oh,
get to
dude.
Tootsie's.
If there's a bachelorette party going down there, call me. I'll be around.
There will be 80.
Yeah, that's all that happens in Nashville now is a bachelorette party.
I was wearing my mother's cowboy hat around the house last night. I know it's a girl one, but let me tell you.
They look good.
It works. You think
yes,
Scally Cap Dan is a thing. Cowboy Dan is a thing.
Cowboy Dan.
Now, Dan, I know you, when's the last time you were down south?
God, Florida probably
doesn't count.
3 or 4 years ago, never like southern.
Florida is not
Florida's. Nope.
Yeah, so it's going to be 100 degrees while you're there, and the humidity and all of that. Are you prepared for that?
No, it's going to be bad. I'm packing double clothes for every day because I'm going to sweat through my day clothes.
That's true.
I'm going to have my night clothes.
Yeah.
See, my birthday was in July, and you're right, Kennedy. This was originally a trip for my 30th birthday, and they're like, "Let's go," and I was like, "I'm not going to Nashville in July."
No.
So we booked it for the middle of September.
Still hot. Mm.
But yeah, the average temperature in September is like 85.
It doesn't cool off until December.
Heat wave for the 3 days we're there.
Of course.
98 degrees all 3 days.
Did you guys make plans for things you're going to do, or are you just going to roll with it?
We're doing a pedal bike tour.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, that is so... Wait, a pedal bike tour you'll do, but taking your picture in front of the Angel Wings is where
a
you draw the line.
A pedal bike tour is a blast. You got music blasting. You're drinking with your buddies.
It's
you're not
all
waiting in line for a picture.
Parties,
there's, like, ten of us on a bike.
It's all bachelorette parties that are doing that, though.
Hey, listen, my aunt wanted to do it. We're doing it.
Yeah, yes. They're blaring music from it. It's fun. Yeah.
Dan, you'll crush it.
I'm going to find some nice air-conditioned honky-tonks for the nighttime.
Yeah, there's
barbecue,
not a lot.
Barbecue, more barbecue, cornbread, coleslaw, barbecue.
Yeah, the diet is officially off starting today.
There you go.
It's about to get real. My arteries are going to clog. I kind of like this song. Maybe it's just today I'm in the mood.
No, it's a good... Dan, it's a great song. It's fun. Country Girls Shake It For Me. You're going to hear this in every bar that you're in down there.
The great philosopher of our time.
Yes.
Country Girls Shake It For Me.
Shake it to the moon.
Dan, shake it for me.
Text from the 978. Dan, go to the mall in Nashville, sample Moonshine, and then purchase a 4-pack.
I did not go all the way to Nashville to go to the mall.
No. Fact, not opinion.
But I appreciate your opinion. I just will not be doing it.
Can you get boiled peanuts in Nashville?
Of course you can get boiled peanuts in Nashville. Yes.
Get some boiled peanuts in Nashville.
Yeah, get some boiled
peanuts. What is the deal with boiled peanuts?
They're boiled in a briny water.
Yeah, they're tasty.
And so they're delicious, and they're a little
And you
wet
can get the
gooey.
Spicy? You can get the spicy?
Dan doesn't eat spicy food.
You can't do that.
I am super northern when it comes to spice.
Fried chicken. Chicken and waffles. I know they have it here, but it's just not the same.
Bud lattes.
And Skol.
Cold.
Happy hour.
Skol.
I'm trying to get down.
Skol. Lots of Skol
in Copenhagen.
It's
happy hour all the time there.
Yeah.
They don't need no reason.
There's no blue laws there.
Live music starts at like 8.
And
it goes
gonna,
all day.
And I'm going to need you to take a picture in front of a monster truck because they're going to be everywhere.
Oh, there's a monster truck tour I might take.
Hey.
Okay, let's go.
I got an extra $50 lying around. I'm like, let me on the back of that bad Larry. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
You, me, Bigfoot. Okay, let's go. Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up at 6:30, please?
Well, Kim Kardashian is a lawyer, in case you didn't know. I'm going to tell you why she's missing Fashion Week.
No?
Taylor Swift is a cat, and Rob Gronkowski tells us what it's like to watch football as a fan.
Shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish, swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl.
The crickets and the critters and the squirrels, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm not here for any of that.
Shake it for me, shake it for me.
You feel that in your chest?
Dan's gonna be the best girl in Nashville.
Vacation!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have a breaking news story to tell you about. Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center.
I saw the building start to buckle.
The first World Trade Tower collapsed.
We now see the collapse of the second building.
I was on the phone with Vice President Cheney. He had informed me about the Pentagon being attacked.
Those who make war against the United States have chosen their own destruction.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
And tomorrow, and the day after that, and in days and years to come, we will look at the calendar and remember September 11th, 2001.
A day that everyone will remember where they were when they heard the news.
Today marks the 18th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11. You're going to hear a lot of this today on radio, and you're going to see a lot of these images from television. You're going to remember where you were on that day, how it impacted your life. I think one of the things that stood out to me the most about 9/11 and since that has happened is, you know, I had a chance to travel a lot when I was in the military, and I can remember, like, when I was stationed in Korea, and I would go to the airport, and these countries would have armed military at the airport, or when I traveled
like
in Europe. Yeah, you would see
German shepherds.
Yeah, and whenever I would come back home to the United States and you go to the airport, you didn't have that. And I always just felt like it felt so safe to be at home because it wasn't like those people. We weren't dealing with what they were dealing with in their country. And that changed on 9/11. That's one of the biggest thing I think that stands out for me. Obviously, I remember where I was. Kennedy, where were you when it
I was at our old radio station in Fayetteville. I was doing middays, and it was, you know, I got there early and was doing work, and that's sort of when all the announcements happened, and we sort of watched it on this tiny little TV, and in the newsroom, and my ex-husband was working near the Pentagon, and his roommate, who is also a dear friend of mine, worked at the Pentagon. So mm-hmm. I spent the next hour trying to get through on the phone, which you couldn't do because everyone was calling their loved
right,
ones.
Yeah.
Finally got a hold of him, and we hadn't spoken really since he got divorced. And I was like, I just want you to know I love you, and I'm glad you're safe. And, you know, and then the rest was just trying to do news and keep it together and just watch it. But the thing I think that stands true is watching the altruism of people come through that day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we really embraced being Americans that day, and everything that divided us didn't matter that day. And I think as we've turned this into a day of service now, as
right.
it's sort of passed and it's not as raw as it used to be,
sure.
I just think it's the most remarkable thing. So I'm encouraging you to do something nice for somebody else today.
Yeah, they're going to have a ceremony. Massachusetts has the 9/11 fund. So they're going to do a commemoration event starting at 8:30 this morning. They're going to read the names of the 206 people from mm-hmm. Massachusetts that died in the 9/11 attacks. And then there's going to be a moment of silence at 8:46, after which Governor Charlie Baker will preside over a flag lowering ceremony. I can remember my family reunion at that time used to happen every couple of years over the summer. And so it was right at the end of summer. And I was working, doing a night show in Huntsville. And I drove with my then girlfriend, and we drove to Baltimore to see my family for the reunion. And we actually drove by the Pentagon, mm-hmm. and they, like you had said this, they had the flag draped over over the part of the Pentagon. And they were allowing people to drive up and kind of show their respects, but not get off at the Pentagon. So there was an entire line, hundreds of cars on the loop around DC, getting off the exit, slowly driving by, kind of looking at what happened, mm-hmm. paying your respects to what happened, and then driving off. It was like one of the most incredible things I had ever seen.
And you might remember, there were no planes taking off the next day.
Yep.
But the day after that, we were right back in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They had offered a lot of lowered flights. And if I could have gone somewhere, I would have bought a ticket, because I was like, you're not going to scare me. We're
yes.
going.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out today. There are going to be a lot of things going on that you might be able to get involved with. It is a day of service now.
Yeah.
On
even
9/11.
If you don't get involved, just like go take someone's garbage out, or,
yes.
you know,
right.
if you've got neighbors that might could need some help with something, go do it.
Right.
Just do something nice.
Maybe we should, you sent me some stuff too. Maybe we can put that up on the social
media.
Yeah,
totally.
Put that up on Facebook
yep.
and on Twitter.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.